Welcome to the You Can Say That Again podcast,
where we talk about being a teenager,
share embarrassing stories,
and spill tea.
Welcome back to the pod. So to start off today's episode, we are going to talk about the lessons we learned this week and what three things we're grateful for. So Sharon, you can go ahead and start.
I learned not to try and wax my eyebrows since I kind of waxed the chunk out of it and it looks interesting. It's also pretty painful. So not planning to do that again.
I wax my eyebrows a lot. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't turn out. Like sometimes I wax too much and it's kind of unfortunate. But I hate like plucking everything.
Plucking it so much.
Okay, so this week I learned that when I'm doing like schoolwork and stuff, I should take walking breaks in between to kind of like refresh my brain and get back into studying after, because if I just take breaks on my phone, I cannot focus after and it's really bad.
Yeah, I find like walking or going outside even helps me too.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to talk about what we're grateful for. Sharon, you can go first.
I'm grateful I just got a job. And now I can finally have money.
At a grocery store.
Yeah, I'm a cashier. So it's pretty good, actually. No one's actually been rude to me.
Not boring at all.
Oh, yeah, not boring at all. But I also ordered some stuff off H&M, so I'm grateful for that to come.
Me too.
And I got the vaccine on Wednesday, which is pretty exciting, since I'm hoping life will return kind of to normal.
Yeah. Okay, now for me, I also got the vaccine. I actually got it today, which is super exciting because now I'm not as worried as, like, seeing people or for to be seeing people. And then I also ordered clothes this week from H&M. I got 4 tank tops and then bikini bottoms, and I'm so excited to get them. And they're supposed to come in, like, 5 days, I think, which is super exciting. And then I also went to my cottage this weekend, which is super fun. And I got to see my cottage friends outside, of course. And, yeah, so that's the three things I'm grateful for.
Hey, guys, welcome to this episode. And today we're going to be talking about toxic friendships and our personal experiences with it.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
So, between, like, January and December, me and two friends and I, went for a walk together. And it was during lockdown, second lockdown, so we weren't, like, really supposed to be doing this. I think you're allowed, like, 5 people outside, but it was kind of, like, frowned upon. Like, it was, like, you should, like, it was, like, the stay-at-home order. So it wasn't really the best idea. But we did it anyways because we figured, like, we're not going to be spreading COVID if we're, like, outside together. Like, keep our distance. So we went for a walk, and then we decided it would be a great idea to take some photos against, like, this brick wall. So we took, like, individual photos. We were not in the photos together. And then two of us posted them on our Instagram. So I think we're going to call her Becca, posted, like, a picture of just herself against a brick wall. And then I posted a picture of just myself against a brick wall. And then we all, like, tagged each other in the pictures. So, like, we weren't in the pictures together, but people would know we were together because, obviously, we both posted the pictures against the same wall, and we tagged each other. And then later in that evening, I didn't even see the messages until after.
Yeah, but there's, like, this big group chat with everyone in our friend group, so it's about, like, 12 people.
Yeah, we had a big friend group.
Yeah. And basically, it was, I think, around 4 people were attacking Jenna, Becca, and Izzy. So it was Jake, Emma,
and a few other people.
And it was pretty brutal, honestly. Yeah. I was just reading it. I didn't get engaged. But Becca was responding because she accidentally opened the group chat. And they were harassing her, and I felt so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, targeted at me and Izzy. It was mostly just Becca.
But, and then Emma tried to get another one of our friends involved. She was like, hey, I miss you so much. What are you doing in the group chat?
Like, just in the middle of the fight.
Yeah.
It was, like, it was, oh my god. Odd. Yeah, I didn't get involved in the messages. I didn't even read them till later, but, like, I probably wouldn't have anyways. I'm, like, I do not like to get involved in drama. But anyways, they kind of just, like, harassed us, and they were like, you guys shouldn't go outside, like, we're in the middle of a lockdown, what are you doing, like, you're, like, one of them, oh my god, I felt so bad, she was like, I can't go see my grandma who's in the hospital, and like somehow this is our fault. But like, I felt horrible because like, I loved our friends, and like, now like it was all our fault that they were mad at us. And like, I hate when people are mad at me. Like, I'm such a people pleaser. And then yeah, it was awful, and they just like kept going off on us. And then
Becca actually left the group a few times. Yeah. And then Jake kept adding her back.
Yeah. So we're using code names for all our friends, just so you know. I don't know if I said that. Yeah, so, and then I think Izzy left the group chat, too, and then, like, they added her back.
I don't actually think they added her back, because this was the next day, I think.
Oh, maybe. I'm not really sure. And then Jake decided to, like, go into another group chat that we had. It was, like, a math group chat.
Yeah, so it was me, you, Becca, and a few of her other friends.
Yeah, who were just, like, in our math class, who should not have been involved. And then Jake was, like, going off. He's, like, you guys are, like, hypocrites, and, like... Like, you shouldn't go outside together, and, like, you're making the lockdown so much worse. We don't want to be home anymore, and it's, like, your fault. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so bad.
Yeah.
Because nothing like this had ever happened to me before. Like, I don't know. I never tried to actually, like, have my friends be mad at me because,
like. No one does that.
Well.
actually, no one smart does that.
Some people do like drama, but it's not for me. Yeah. Or for Sharon. We're not like that.
Yeah, but it was actually funny because Jake actually asked for help in the group chat the next day.
Yeah.
Because we had, like, a math exam.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no idea what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, I kind of sent him a photo of what I did, which turned out to be wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know if he
probably thought it was on purpose.
Yeah, I hope he didn't think it was on purpose, because it honestly wasn't, but... Yeah. Becca, who's, like, Becca and Jenna are both, like, the smartest people in the class.
Yeah.
And, obviously, they're not going to help him, so he was kind of screwed.
I don't even think I saw the message, but I probably opened it, because I was, like, bruh.
I just felt bad, which...
Yeah, I didn't feel that
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of mad at them, because they were
pretty pissed, too.
Yeah. But yeah, so, but after that happened, they actually ended up apologizing after, and it was really nice of them, because, like, they seemed pretty sincere. We heard some rumors that they didn't actually mean it.
Yeah, like a few people didn't mean it, but I'm pretty sure, like,
we're not sure if that's true. Maybe they did mean it, and people are just making that up, but yeah, so, but now our friend group is kind of just broken up anyways, because we can't talk to them at school anymore, because it's just so awkward. Like, it's not that we don't know what to say. It's just, like, if I'm talking to Jake now, it's just, like, so awkward, and it's, like, so distant, because we, like, there's, like, this huge elephant in the room, and, like...
Yeah, like, I wasn't even involved, but whenever I see, like, Jake, it's awkward. I just kind of wave and hope.
Like, it's, like, so far in the past, we're not going to bring it up anymore, but it's, like, it happened, and it's, like... Like, you were mean to me, and I'm over it now, but it's just awkward and just awful, and it really sucked that it happened. And I wish that they had just, like, messaged us separately and been like, hey, it's not cool that you guys are going outside. Like, you need to stay inside and follow all the rules. And then I would have been like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Like, we didn't think we were doing anything wrong, but it's, like, but... I understand where you're coming from, and we're not going to do it anymore. And then
like,
it would have been over. We're all friends again.
Mm-hmm.
And
would have been a lot better than how it is right now.
But it's good that they all apologize. And I'm
100%. It was really good of them.
So now we're going to, we talked for so long about that. Now we're going to talk about how we feel about, like, cutting people off and, like, fake friends and stuff like that. So Sharon, do you want to start with your opinion?
Yeah. So I think that if you just cut someone off with absolutely no explanation, and you're just, like, you just block them on everything and don't talk to them, I think that's, I think you're actually the one who's being toxic, even if you're saying they're being toxic.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone deserves an explanation.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be friends with them. You can just shoot them a quick message. Hey, you doing this really bothered me. I wouldn't message them. Yeah, I wouldn't either, but some people route the text, right? I'll just talk to them, be like, hey, you doing this thing really bothered me. So I can't be friends with you anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so personally, like, maybe this is just a me thing and my mom being overprotective, but, like, while I've been growing up, my mom's always been like, you can't confront everyone on, or anyone, like, through text, because it's there forever. like, there's screenshots and everything, and people could take it the wrong way. Like, you can't tell your tone. Like, yeah, because, so it's better, like, even a phone call someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just call them and be like, hey, this is really bothering me. Like, Sharon and I have the same opinion on this. Yeah. This is what I was going to say anyways. Just be like, hey, like, it's really not cool that you're doing this, and could you please just stop? And then hopefully they'll stop, and then you can just be friends again and move on. Because honestly, like, if I was doing something wrong and my friend were going to cut me off, like, I would want to know what it was. And then if they told me what it was, I would just stop. Like, because, yeah, unless it's like, I hate that you're competitive swimmer. You have no time for me. Like,
like, if it's something reasonable, like, if I said something bad and didn't realize, I would want to know.
Yeah.
So that I could not say it again, because then I could also make sure I never do that to another person.
Yeah, because, and, like, I just find, like, I overthink so much. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Because, like, I know that no one's going to confront me if I do something wrong, because, like, people are, like, too scared. Like, I'm terrified of doing that, but...
Me too.
Like...
I never stand up for myself, ever.
No, me either. Yeah, I feel like most people are like that, though. But, yeah, I'm terrified of confrontation. Like, I wouldn't want to go up to someone and be like, oh, my gosh, like, you can't do this anymore. But I've also never cut someone off, so...
I don't think I have. Like, I've stopped being friends with people, but that's mainly because my friends had a problem with them.
Yeah.
So then I just stopped talking to them.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like...
It wasn't like, just, like, I randomly just blocked them and everything.
Yeah. Someone did that to Sharon a while ago. Like, one of the people in our group chat that...
Yeah. And, like, I was kind of confused, because then she came and talked to me a few... Like, the day before she was talking to me.
Yeah.
Randomly came up and started talking to me, and I was fine. And then... She's like, bye, see you later, and then just blocked me on everything.
And she didn't even block me, and I was kind of the reason that she was mad.
Oh, so. Yeah, also, this was Emma.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was unfortunate. I don't understand why it happened.
Yeah,
why
whatever. I'm kind of, really care. I didn't really talk to her that much anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. So, another thing I wanted to say is don't get your parents involved in your own drama.
Yeah.
Because a while ago, like, a couple of my friends, like, they were having a fight. Or not really even a fight. Like, one of them
did something. Like, something kind of stupid.
Yeah. Like, something stupid that obviously was, like, a little bit offensive. But that other girl just took, like, really wrong. And she was really offended about it. And then she told her mom. And then her mom texted the other girl's mom. Mm-hmm. And they all got involved. And now they're just not friends anymore. But if the other girl had just been like, hey, it's not cool that you said that to me, the other girl would have been like, yeah, that's okay. Like, I won't do that anymore. And then they would have been friends again.
Like,
so, yeah.
I totally get if you're actually being bullied or if it's a big issue, like, get your parents involved. If you need to. But if it's something small, just a small argument, and you get your parents involved and they get the other person's parents involved, it just gets incredibly messy. And it's really hard to become friends again.
Yeah, and I feel like once you, like, that happens between a friend, like, you can't be friends again. Like, kind of like our situation, like it's kind of just awkward all the
time. Because then if they ever end up coming over, your parents won't like them.
Yeah, and then, like, since we were in, like, we were also in, like, a big friend group, like it was, like, me and them and, like, a couple other girls, and then, like, we just all weren't friends anymore, because, like, and it's just awful, and, like, sucked, but, oh, well. I love my friend group now, so it's cool.
Not any drama.
Yep, no drama. I think that's it.
Yeah, alright, well, thank you guys for listening, and we really hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next episode. Bye!